Welcome back, ready to dive into something super interesting.
Always. What do we have for today?
Well, today we're taking on AI, you know, artificial intelligence, but not just AI in general. We're looking specifically at its potential impact on the EU.
Oh, okay, that's a big one. Where do we even begin with something like that?
Well, the really fascinating thing is we're looking at this massive report from Implement Consulting Group. And get this, it was actually commissioned by Google.
Google, huh? I see. Well, we'll definitely have to unpack that.
Yeah.
But so, what's the report saying? Is it all doom and gloom about robots taking our jobs?
You know, it's funny you should say that because they do address that. But then it takes this whole other turn. They're suggesting that AI could actually be a massive boost for the EU.
Really? Like, how big are we talking?
In trillions.
Trillions. Okay, now you have my attention.
Right. We're talking a potential GDP boost of something like 1.2 to 1.4 trillion over the next 10 years. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, no kidding. That's like adding another whole country to the EU in terms of GDP.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they see this happening?
Well, they're saying that it's not just about robots replacing people, you know, like we always hear about.
Yeah.
It's more about like fundamentally changing how work gets done. It's about using AI to like supercharge human potential.
So instead of robots taking over, it's more like, what, giving everyone superpowers?
Exactly. That's a much better way to put it.
I like it. But what kind of superpowers are we talking about? Give me some examples.
Okay, so imagine this. You're a small business owner, maybe in France. You're drowning in paperwork, yep. Right? Hours and hours of admin work every week.
The worst.
I know. But now, imagine AI swoops in and takes care of all that for you.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
So now you have all this extra time to focus on the things you're actually passionate about. Growing your business, coming up with new ideas, or even just like having dinner with your family.
Sign me up for that.
Right. The report calls this the re-employment of time. And I think it's a really key idea here.
Yeah, totally. We all have those moments where we wish we had a little or a lot more time.
Tell me about it. But I'm guessing it's not just about giving people more free time, right? This has to translate into some real world changes. What about sectors like healthcare? Could AI mean shorter wait times, more personalized treatments, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Imagine a world where AI helps doctors diagnose illnesses faster and more accurately. Okay. Or helps analyze medical images, catching things a human eye might miss. Even personalizing treatment plans based on someone's genes. It's all possible.
Wow. Okay, so with the EU's aging population, that could be a game changer. Less strain on the healthcare system, better outcomes for patients.
Exactly. And this kind of ties into what Google's proposing in their own little addendum to the report.
Oh, right. They have that AI opportunity agenda thing, right?
Yeah, that's one.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because they're basically saying, hey, we need more investment in R&D, especially in things like healthcare and AI.
Right. And, you know, it's easy to be cynical and say, well, of course Google would say that.
All right. They have a vested interest.
Totally. But at the same time, their suggestions do seem to line up with some pretty big needs within the EU, especially when it comes to healthcare and that aging population we talked about.
Absolutely. It's like their self-interest kind of aligns with what needs to happen anyway.
Exactly. But it's not just healthcare, though, right? This report, it talks about the potential of AI across all kinds of different sectors.
Yep.
And that's where things get really interesting.
Okay, I'm hooked. What other sectors are they highlighting? Give me the rundown.
Well, this is the really surprising part. They're saying that the biggest impact won't be on those industries you'd expect, like manufacturing. It's actually going to be the service sector.
Wait, the service sector? Really?
Yeah. Like 80% of AI's economic potential is predicted to come from those areas that really rely on human interaction and expertise.
Whoa, know? Okay. That's not what I was expecting at all. So we're talking about things like education, tourism, even the arts.
Exactly. Think AI-powered tools that help teachers personalize lessons for each student. Or AI translation services that break down language barriers for tourists. The possibilities are huge.
That's wild. I mean, that really challenges my assumptions about where AI is going to have the biggest impact. And it makes you think, like, what does all this mean for the average person? How will their day-to-day lives actually be different in this future where AI is everywhere? So we're talking about a future where work isn't just about doing tasks. It's about using AI to help us reach our full potential.
Yeah, that's the idea they're pushing. The report suggests that a lot of jobs, not all of them, but a good chunk, will actually be made better by AI. Like, people will be more productive, more creative, because AI is taking care of the boring stuff.
Okay, but let's be real. We can't just ignore the elephant in the room, right? Some jobs are going to be automated away, right?
Yeah, for sure. And the report doesn't shy away from that. They estimate about 7% of jobs in the EU are at high risk of being replaced by AI.
7%. I mean, that sounds small, but we're talking about millions of people.
Exactly. And the report emphasizes that this isn't just about numbers. It's about real people's lives. They say these people need support to adapt.
So what are they proposing? What does Google say about this whole job displacement thing?
Well, they really hammer home the importance of what they call upskilling and retraining.
Right. So giving people the skills they need for these new jobs that AI will create.
Yeah, exactly. Their AI opportunity agenda thing, it's all about investing in education and training to make sure people are ready for this AI-powered job market.
Which makes sense. We can't just throw money at AI research and expect everything to magically work out. We need to invest in people, too. But even with retraining, I imagine some people are still going to be worried. Like, what happens to those who lose their jobs to automation?
Totally understandable. I mean, change is scary, especially when it comes to your livelihood. The report does suggest that many of these jobs that disappear will be replaced by new ones, you know, in those AI-related fields we were talking about.
So new jobs will pop up, but they might require totally different skills.
Exactly. And they acknowledge that this transition period is going to be tough for a lot of people.
So what can the EU do? How do they make sure people aren't left behind in all of this?
Well, they bring up some pretty big ideas, like the idea of a much stronger social safety net, maybe something like universal basic income or way more job training opportunities.
Okay, so kind of a safety net to catch people who are struggling during this shift.
Exactly. It's about making sure everyone has a chance to be a part of this new economy, even their old job goes away.
Okay, so we've talked about the potential economic benefits, the job market shifts, and even some ways to help people adapt. But there's another big piece to this whole puzzle, right? How does the EU make sure all this AI stuff is done ethically?
Right. We can't just build powerful tech without thinking about the consequences. And that's something Google also emphasizes in their little agenda there.
Okay, so it's not just about building cool AI, but building it responsibly.
Yeah, exactly. They call for these clear ethical guidelines for AI, you know, to make sure it's used for good and doesn't end up harming people.
Which makes sense, but what does that actually look like? What are some of those ethical things they need to be thinking about?
Well, one of the biggest concerns is bias, right?
Yeah, we've all heard those stories about AI systems that end up being biased against certain groups of people. That's not what we want.
No, definitely not. So the report says we need to be really careful about the data that's used to train AI.
Right, because if AI is trained on biased data, it's just going to perpetuate those biases.
Exactly. And to avoid that, they say transparency is key.
So we need to be able to understand how AI systems are making decisions.
Exactly. And that probably means being able to see the code behind these algorithms. You know, making sure there's accountability for what AI does.
So it's about building ethical AI, but also AI that we can actually trust.
100%. Because without that trust, people aren't going to feel comfortable using it, and then we miss out on all the potential benefits.
Okay, so we've covered a lot here. We've talked about the good, the bad, and the potentially ugly when it comes to AI in the EU.
Yeah. It's complex, right? There aren't any easy answers. But the point is, the decisions being made right now, they're going to have a huge impact on what the future looks like, not just for the EU, but for all of us.
Totally. And those decisions, they're not just being made by, like, tech companies or governments. They're being shaped by researchers, by everyday citizens, by all of us.
Exactly. This isn't something that's just happening to us. We're all actively part of shaping how this all unfolds.
Which is a little daunting, but also pretty exciting. Speaking of shaping the future, there was another part of Google's AI opportunity agenda thing that I wanted to circle back to.
Oh, yeah. Which part?
They talk about this idea of the EU becoming a global leader in the AI space.
Oh, right. Not just benefiting from AI internally, but actually becoming a major player on the world stage.
Exactly. But is that realistic? I mean, can the EU really compete with the big dogs like the US and China?
That's the million euro question, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, they definitely have a good foundation to build on. They've got a super well-educated workforce, a history of innovation, and this commitment to ethical and sustainable development, which is becoming more and more important in the tech world.
And let's not forget, they're already ahead of the game in some areas, like data privacy with that whole GDPR thing.
Exactly. but it's not going to be easy. The EU, it's kind of a fragmented market, right?
Right. Different countries, different levels of technological development, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then you've got all this competition from those other countries pouring tons of money into AI.
So it's like the EU is at a fork in the road. They could become a leader in AI, but it's going to take work.
Right. And that's where this report and Google's agenda come in. It's like a wake-up call, a roadmap for how the EU can grab this opportunity and shape the future of AI. And not just for themselves, but for everyone.
So what does this roadmap actually look like? What's Google suggesting they actually do?
Well, they break it down into a few key things. First, they say the EU needs to create an environment where it's easier to innovate with AI.
Okay, so less red tape, more support for research and development, that sort of thing.
Yeah. They're talking about funding,
yeah,
making it easier for universities and companies to work together and streamlining those regulations, you know, so it's easier for AI startups to get off the ground.
So basically, make it easier for people to build cool AI stuff in the EU.
Exactly. But it's not just about making it easier to build stuff. It's also about having the right people to build it. They talk a lot about attracting and keeping top AI talent.
Which is probably easier said than done. I mean, you've got Google and all these other tech giants trying to hire the same people.
Oh, for sure. It's a tough competition out there. And that's why they also talk about investing in education and training.
So growing their own AI experts.
Yes. The idea is to give people the skills they need to thrive in this new AI-driven world.
Makes sense. So they've got the innovation ecosystem. They've got the talent. What else is on this AI roadmap?
Well, the other big one is ethics. They say the EU needs to become the gold standard for ethical AI development.
Which honestly makes a lot of sense. The EU already has a really strong reputation for things like data privacy and human rights.
Exactly. And they think they can use that reputation to shape how AI develops globally.
Okay, so we've got the innovation, the talent, the ethics, anything else?
One more thing. They talk a lot about building trust in AI.
Because even if we build all this great ethical AI, it's not going to matter if people are too afraid to use it, right?
Exactly. And they say the best way to build that trust is through transparency, making sure people understand how AI works and how it's being used.
So it's not enough to just develop AI. We need to make sure people feel comfortable with it.
Exactly. They're saying that's the only way we'll see widespread adoption and really unlock the full potential of AI.
Okay, so it sounds like Google's AI opportunity agenda is basically a blueprint for how the EU can not just survive the AI revolution, but actually thrive in it.
That's one way to put it. But of course, this is just one perspective. There are definitely other points of view on this whole thing.
And I'm sure we'll be diving into some of those other perspectives in future episodes.
Absolutely.
Because
yes, this is a conversation that's not going away anytime soon.
For sure. But for now, I think we've given our listeners a lot to chew on.
Definitely. This whole AI thing, it's complicated.
Mm.
But the more we learn about it, the better prepared we'll be to face the future, you know?
100%. And speaking of the future, I don't know about you, but I need a minute to process all that.
Right. It's like AI just keeps evolving faster and faster, pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
It's true. But that's also what makes it so fascinating.
Totally. We're not just talking about some abstract tech stuff here.
Girl.
This is about society, about ethics, the future of work. It's everything.
Exactly. And it's impacting all of us, whether we realize it or not.
100%.
Yeah.
And while none of us can predict the future, I think it's safe to say AI is going to be a major force in shaping, well, pretty much everything.
No doubt about it. And the choices that are being made today about how AI is developed, how it's regulated, those decisions will have massive ripple effects.
Exactly. It's like the EU is at this crossroads. They can either be a leader in this new AI-driven world or get left in the dust. The stakes are high.
So for our listeners out there trying to make sense of it all, what's the one thing you hope they take away from this deep dive?
I'd say the most important thing is to stay informed. Stay curious. Don't just sit back and let AI happen to you.
I love that. We're not just passive bystanders here. We have a voice in how this all unfolds.
Exactly. Read articles, follow the debates, talk to your elected officials, make your voice heard, because the future of AI, it's not some predetermined thing. We're all writing it together right now.
That's a really powerful thought to end on. We've covered so much ground in this deep dive, from the potential of AI to transform the EU economy, to the ethical dilemmas it poses, the job market shifts, and the need for a skilled workforce.
It's been quite the journey. But like you said, it's all about staying informed and staying engaged.
Absolutely. The more we understand about AI, the better equipped we'll be to navigate the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. And on that note, It's time for us to power down for the day.
Until next time.
Stay curious out there, everyone.